100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin. All of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans crash. I'm Brian Clark. 10 people are dead. 30 were taken to hospitals after authorities in New Orleans say someone intentionally drove into a crowd on Canal and Bourbon Street.
The French Quarter was packed with New Year's Eve and Sugar Bowl revelers as midnight rang in 2025. About 3 hours later, the crowd was still thick on Bourbon Street when, according to police, the driver of a pickup truck or SUV intentionally plowed through the throng of people. The investigators tell ABC News the driver sped away. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FBI is assisting in the investigation. That driver is still at large. Bourbon Street's a focal point of the New Orleans tourism scene. And today, the city hosts the Sugar Bowl college football playoff quarterfinal game between Georgia and Notre Dame. Again, 10 people are dead, 30 hurt and taken to hospitals after a vehicle drove through a crowd in New Orleans. The driver is still at large. This is ABC News. Today in South Korea, grieving relatives of Sunday's deadly plane crash victims gathered to pay their respects. All but two of the 181 people on board the Boeing 737-800 were killed when the plane landed on its belly, slammed into a concrete wall at the end of the runway, and burst into flames. A man's in critical condition after he was pushed onto the subway tracks in New York Tuesday. The 23-year-old suspect was arrested soon after police released video of the incident. ABC's Sonia Rincon has details.
Kamel Hawkins was quickly apprehended and held here at 59th Street thanks to transit cops looking for the person in that video. He is charged with attempted murder and assault as a felony. Police believe this was random. They say he did not know the victim and said nothing to him before pushing him in front of that train.
The person burned alive sleeping on a subway car last week has been identified as a 57-year-old New Jersey woman. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Your New Year's Day outlook from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Mostly cloudy, breaks of sunshine, breezy and cool today with a high of 27. Partly cloudy, colder tonight, will drop down to 16. Thursday, partly sunny, cool again, 25. Partly cloudy and cold Thursday night with a low of 12. On Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and brisk, 21. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, a high of 19. Sunday, increasing clouds, 21. And Monday, cloudy and a high of 23.
From Meyer Oil and LP to their cherished customers, happy holidays. They're grateful for the support throughout the year and excited for what's to come in 2025.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me.
Different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's 7:10, the Wurtz floor and home thermometer showing 24 degrees. No Hankaroo in studio today. He'll be back tomorrow with Phil. During the roundup today, we'll take a look at New Year's Day. You know, we'll take a look back when it started. Where in the world you see the beginning of the new year first? We have lots of cool facts for you. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning during the roundup.
The year of 2024 was a very memorable year. Join WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz for a look back at the stories of the year. The WRCO year-end review can be heard New Year's Day, starting at 9 a.m. and Saturday morning, January 4th at 10. The year-end review is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, the House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, and Cardinal Glass CG. Wishing you the best in the new year.
folks. A Star Spangled Celebration memory. Clay Walker, Dreaming with My Eyes Wide Open. 717, the Roundup and New Year's Day facts coming your way next.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
A member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's today, 647-5851. From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Did you know winter is the most difficult season to maintain blood supplies in hospitals across the nation, and donors are needed now more than ever? Someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds. Make a difference in someone's life by donating blood or platelets today. If you're interested in donating, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Tell you what, we know Hank is full of Hanko. He's just not here to prove it today. So we're not exactly going to play Truth or Hank today, or Hanko. We're not going to do that because we have no Hankaroo. We have no Phil. We are going to talk New Year's Day facts, however, and these are facts, and there's some pretty cool things. We talk about how festivities started and whatnot, and we have 10 of them we're going to talk about right now. So the earliest recorded festivities to honor a New Year's arrival date back 4,000 years to ancient Babylon. The song Auld Lang Syne is a Scottish folk song going back basically the melody several hundred years. It was made famous by American-Canadian band leader Guy Lombardo in the late 1920s. What would New Year's be without champagne, right? Well, champagne production skyrocketed from 300,000 bottles per year to 20 million bottles per year in a short 50-year span from 1800 to 1850 as the world started ordering more champagne, not only for New Year's celebrations, but for the christening of ships and boats. Kissing someone at midnight is said to come from the idea that doing so will prevent loneliness during the upcoming year and ward off evil spirits. Keep that one in mind. And ancient Romans are credited with the kissing tradition because of their Saturnalia festival, a celebration honoring Saturn, the god of time. We'll have my five more New Year's Day facts in a moment.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to the Roundup and New Year's Day Facts. We're going to let you know that the island nation of Kiribati in the Central Pacific is the very first location in the world to ring in the new year each year. American Samoa is the second to last place. Last place, we went from first to last to celebrate the new year, right behind Baker and Howland Islands. But they are uninhabited. Times Square, they hosted the first New Year's Eve celebration in 1904 with a giant fireworks show, but the city banned fireworks in 1906 because of wood structures and the dangers they possessed within a big city like New York City. So the ball drop tradition began in 1907, a year after they banned fireworks in New York City. The most common resolution people make is to get healthier. And every year, an estimated 80% of New Year's resolutions are abandoned by the first week in February.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
And that's going to wrap up today's Roundup. Thank you for making us a part of your first day of 2025. Of course, PJ Nee and Hank Aru will be back tomorrow with an all-new edition of the Roundup at 7:20. Today's Roundup brought to you by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa, and also Syme Funeral Home. It's 7:25. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing now a new morning low. We're at 23 degrees. Birthdays and anniversaries come your way at 7:30. Right now, it's time to check in with Brittany Penfield.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Be sure and join us at 7:30. We will have a look at birthdays and anniversaries coming your way. And then Caitlin O'Connell will have your news update at 7:45. It's currently 7:27. Good morning.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASC certified master technicians and a limited 36,000 mile, 36 month piece of my warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Welcome back to your first day of January, the first day of 2025 as well. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, you're in some great company. We'll talk about that next.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
It's time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO-FM and WRCE-AM 1450 FM 107.7. 7:30 birthdays and anniversaries each and every day brought to you by the great folks at the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Grandmaster Flash has a birthday today, as well as Joe McDonald. He's Country Joe McDonald of Country Joe and the Fish. He is 83. And Rick Hurst from the Dukes of Hazzard turns 79 today. We have a local birthday to tell you about. Killian McAvec turns 9 today. Best wishes from the family. Randy Durst, your friends from Arch would like to wish you a very happy birthday. That's ancestors of the Richland County Hills. Randall Durst, Lori and the guys want to wish you a very happy birthday today. Also, all the Durst cousins, Randy Durst, we hope you have a great day. Happy birthday wishes to Joanne Klingerman today from the Get Out of Dodge crew. Here's an anniversary for Jim and Janice Frazier from Cousin Charlene. Brady Joyce makes the Richland Center United Methodist Church list today. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Roberta Cajos, Mike Williams, and Beth Owens celebrating. From Beulah Wesleyan Church, David Schlafer is on that list. From Schmidt Woodland Hills, we can tell you about Samantha Mulliken celebrating. Grant Linshide, Lee Riddiao, Buck Rowe, and Adelie Aris, along with an anniversary for Joe and Donna Connery and Matt and Sherry Delcamp. And that's coming from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Here's birthdays for Mike McCarville, Jim Deaver, Nicholas Barris, Lorraine Dahlberg, and an anniversary to Jane and Bob Bellman from the Richland Center Lions Club as well.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
7:33, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 23. That is a new morning low for today. Not a record, because we were well below zero. The record, and thank goodness we're nowhere near that, 29 below back in the year of 1892. We're moving to 7:45. We'll hand it off to Caitlin O'Connell from the newsroom.
Concrete mountains, tiny trees, claustrophobic, hard to breathe. Living like sardines, no space to call your own. Traffic jams, commuter lines, monthly quotas, a daily grind. In a hurry, out of time, the pressure's on. They're pushing, they're shoving, they're living on the edge. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, sitting on the front porch, swinging with Blanche. World's running from an avalanche. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. On the blink, Y2K, what a stink. They bring the city to the brink, but not out here. The only thing that we got online is the fish we call for supper time. Let me tell you, peace of mind is the last frontier. They're pushing, they're shoving. Out there rolling like ants upon the
from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We hope your holiday season is filled with joy, peace, and safe travels. Warm wishes from our team to you.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's the half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This incredible deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways aren't included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 2. Don't miss these savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Mr. G's.
So as you're heading to Mr. G's, we're heading to 745 and a news update from the WRCO News team. Caitlin O'Connell's in the air chair. 737 with Daryl Singletary. Good morning.
Don't guess I've ever loved another. Never once before did I really see the light. Cause they were barely friends and merely lovers. And it's taken what you've given me to feel like I do tonight. I am moved by the Spirit, and I am here to testify. I found an amen kind of love, the kind that makes you fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above. I was lost, but now I'm found forevermore. And I am moved by the Spirit. I am here to testify. I found an amen kind of love, the kind that makes you fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above.
Singletary, amen, kind of love. Be sure and join us at 8 o'clock for an ABC News update as we follow the breaking story out of New Orleans, where 10 people or at least 10 people dead, 30 injured during the vehicle driving into a crowded Bourbon Street celebration earlier this morning. FBI investigating say maybe an explosive device found near the location as well. That one is just breaking as well and developing. We'll hand things off to ABC News at 8 o'clock for an update.
We've always been the best of friends. No secrets and no demons.
I get there. Dina Carter at 744, 23 degrees, and the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Time right now to take a look at your midweek forecast.
Your New Year's Day outlook for meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Mostly cloudy, breaks of sunshine, breezy and cool today with a high of 27. Partly cloudy, colder tonight, will drop down to 16. Thursday, partly sunny, cool again, 25. Partly cloudy and cold Thursday night with a low of 12. On Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and brisk, 21. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, a high of 19. Sunday, increasing clouds, 21. And Monday, cloudy and a high of 23.
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 7:45 and 23 degrees. Time for a news update on WRCO-FM, brought to you by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck family of dealerships, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Wednesday, January 1st. Good morning. In for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The annual WRCO Triviathon was played last night. Congratulations to Not a Clue, who placed first with 620 points. Triple Threat placed second with 600, followed by Barnyard Scholars in third with 520. ID 10's Tees, Hairball, and Sour Gummy Worms tied for fourth with 490 points. Tied at seventh with 480 were Party of 10, Rapture Ready, Sagacious Souls, and Ubiquitous Wayfarers. The Red Hot Chili Peppers placed 11th with 460, followed by Just the Facts Bra with 450. Bronx Bombers with 430. Tri-County Scholars with 420. Nobody Knows at 400 points. Boondock Trivia Brigade with 380. Reindeer Lips and Sorgy Sippers tied at 370. Three Stooges scored 360. Fairground Friends at 350. Lazy Patch Kids with 330. Not Great Expectations at 310 points. The Warehouse Bees with 290. Monona Minions scored 160, Still Guessing at 110, Smells Like Team Spirit at 100, Whiskery Mix with 80 points, The Babe Windelman and the Fish Fevers scored 50 points. 28 teams did their best to answer 35 questions during the course of the evening. Again, congratulations to all of the teams that participated in WRCO's Triviathon 2024, especially Not a Clue, who placed first with 620 points. Health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. The state has already seen an elevated number of norovirus and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates. RSV cases are low, but starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents travel to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is highlighting some of their new offerings from the past year, including $6 million in funding to provide free driver training courses to low-income students. DMV officials say the program helped nearly 10,000 students through the new driver education grant program. The agency also updated thousands of driver records to include emergency contact information for authorities in case of an accident and delivered nearly 170,000 hybrid or EV stickers for vehicles. President-elect Donald Trump has an ambitious agenda heading into 2025. But the length of time it takes for the Senate to approve presidential nominees has gotten longer.
The U.S. Senate now takes over 6 months on average to confirm presidential nominees, a timeline that has more than doubled for recent presidents. Delays stem partly from individual senators holding nominees to extract concessions. On November 21st, Senator Ron Johnson called for streamlining confirmations. Trump has proposed using recess appointments to bypass the Senate entirely. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The new year might bring higher prices on just about anything that is made in or contains parts that are made in other countries. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
There could be tariffs coming in the new year, and some Wisconsin businesses are worried. Eau Claire Outdoors sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere. She worries about shoppers being able to afford the brand she stocks if manufacturers increase prices.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
UW Eau Claire Economics Chair Thomas Kemp says a significant number of Wisconsin businesses would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment. That's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history. That's according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
The Wisconsin Counties Association is asking for significant funding to clear backlogs in the overburdened court system. Association officials are requesting a $70 million increase in the next biannual state budget, complaining that counties are spending significantly more themselves on the system than the state is. Amid the backlogs, county officials say they've had to pay for things like expansions in county jails to create more space. They also say the cost of projects like that eventually trickle down, forcing taxpayers to foot the bill. The Wisconsin Policy Forum reports have found the average household income is not keeping up with the average price of a home. According to the report, the median sales price for a home in Wisconsin rose over 50% from about $173,000 to about $265,000 between 2017 and 2022. During the same time period, the median household income only grew about 20%, from just under $60,000 to just under $71,000, creating a home price to income ratio of 3.7. We've all set up the impossible New Year's resolutions to lose 50 pounds or to give up sweets completely. Lakeland Care Plus Consulting's organizational impact coach, Emily Wright, says to make your goals achievable and to remember that Rome wasn't built in a day.
The goal, it's for a year. So like if we're 2 weeks in and we forgot what we wrote down, you know, on January 1st when we were totally pumped writing down our goals, that's okay. That's all right. That's where you can bring in self-compassion. Be like, this is something that's important to me and it's going to be a journey. So that's why the goal is cool to have. That like gives us direction to aim towards something. But having those baby steps, having the processes in place because it's a journey.
Can you guess the 2024 word of the year? Savannah Tomei Olson knows.
The 2024 word of the year is polarization. Wonder why. The Merriam-Webster dictionary chose it because it describes the state of our country right now. Jessica Fizel is a political science professor. She says polarization is nothing new. We've been building to this for decades. In 2024, she says both Democrats and Republicans were tending toward extremes rather than the center.
The parties have really exploited the American public in this way to their advantage. People tend to vote out of fear and hatred more than they do out of support and joy. And I think the American public is tiring of this level of hostility.
Fizel believes polarization has become more common here because people don't interact with others who see things differently. That problem is exacerbated online by algorithms that show users content that supports their own views.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to join the DNR at one of several first-day hikes scheduled at state properties today. Participation in the first-day hike is a healthy, refreshing way to kick off the new year. An anniversary celebration will take place at Mirror Lake State Park in Baraboo. Join staff at the boat launch parking lot for a brief program at 11 o'clock, followed by a guided 1.5-mile hike on the Echo Rock and Cliffwood Coulee Trails. The Echo Rock Trail is a 0.3-mile universally accessible paved rail leading to a scenic overlook. From the overlook, attendees can choose to return to the parking lot or continue onto the Cliffwood Coulee Trail. Refreshments will be provided and a fire will be lit to keep people warm. First day hikes are free, but a vehicle admission pass or state trail pass may be required. For those who need a state park daily admission pass, a free one may be available at your local library. For details on first day hike events, visit the DNR events calendar. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the public notice period for their broad incidental take notice on cave bats. According to the press release, the agency will now accept public comments on the notice through January 15th. The incidental take notice is related to the growing number of wind turbines throughout the state, which could put the rare bats at risk. DNR officials say the authorization includes conservation measures that have been shown to minimize the impact of the wind turbines on the cave bats. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Wednesday, January 1st. Larry E. Zink, 78 of Boscobel, died Friday at home. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday at noon at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Bier will follow in the Homer Cemetery in rural Boscobel. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrad American Legion Post number 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post number 10393, both of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Larry E. Zink, 78 of Boscobel. Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62 of Boscobel, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in Boscobel. Funeral services will be held on Friday at noon at Backroads Church in Boscobel. Bier will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church on Friday from 9 until the time of the service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to Feed My Starving Children or the American Family Children's Hospital. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62, of Boscobel. David Kenneth Ken Manning, Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of rural Richland Center, died on Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock on Saturday at the Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call on Saturday from 11 until 1:30. For David Kenneth Ken Manning, Jr., 68 of La Crosse and formerly of rural Richland Center. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died Sunday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock on Friday, January 10th at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Bier will follow in the Greenwood Cemetery in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home on Friday, January 10th from 11 until the time of the service at 1. For Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philbach family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philbach family of dealerships for the customers first since 1948.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. 10 people are dead. At least 35 are in hospitals after what the mayor of New Orleans called a terrorist attack.
It was hours after midnight, but New Year's revelers still packed the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck sped down Bourbon Street directly into the throng of people. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says it was no accident.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
10 people were killed. More than 30 were injured. After crashing his truck, the suspect jumped out and opened fire on police, wounding two officers. ABC News has learned that the man was shot dead by police. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Authorities say improvised explosive devices were also found. The FBI has now taken over the investigation as they ask people to avoid the area. Police say they have been staffed 100% with an additional 300 officers on duty from other departments and agencies. This is ABC News.